Congress still has 6 days to pass a continuing resolution to fund your agency for fiscal 2014, but the Thrift Savings Plan doesn't have that problem. Their budget's ready to go for next fiscal year. Kim Weavers, Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, she says participants can thank the TSP board.
They approved our FY14 budget, and that goes into effect for us on October 1st.
It's a 17.9% increase, my colleague Jack Moore is reporting today. Where's that extra money going to go?
It is going to go to increased IT security, going to go to increased IT support for our participants, and going to go for a new initiative that we have undertaken to, and we're calling it Enhancing Decision Intelligence. As you read in the paper all the time, big data, there's a lot of data out there, and how do you measure it, and how do you do something with it that's meaningful? And we're trying to see, okay, we have 4.6 million participants. We have tons of data. We don't have all the data we need. And once we get it, what would we do with it, and how would we make the participants' experience better? So that's really what our new initiative that we're quite excited about, and we think that it will lead to us being able to make some improvements for the participants.
Now, your budget is more of a math problem than Congress's, because you are funded by the fees that your participants pay.
That is exactly right.
If your budget's going up 17.9%, does that mean their fees are going to go up 17.9%?
No, thank goodness it does not, because the fees are based on our costs, which is a part of the budget. We also are offset by some forfeitures. You know, if you're switched from CSRS to FERS, blah, 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 there are forfeitures involved in the program which reduce our fees. And because the overall assets under management, as the stock market goes up, the amount that our participants will pay will stay roughly the same, which is about 0.48% of their account.
Now, you mentioned the initiative that you want to undertake to understand more about your participants, and you and I have talked about that before. Are you getting more detail about how the TSP will undertake that, and what kind of things you want to know about your participants, and how you're going to use that information?
Well, what we're trying, there's several, yeah, we have, and short answer is yes. We have a project plan sort of already scoped out as to how we would get started to undertake the initiative. And it's things that are, not simple, because this isn't simple, but we want to benchmark ourselves against the Fidelities, the Vanguards, the T. Rowe Prices of the world. How quickly do they do things? How cost effectively do they do things? Are we doing things as well or better than they are? If not, what do we need to do to be there? We don't know, because of the way we work with the payroll agencies to bring money into the TSP, there's certain information we don't have. For example, the TSP doesn't know how much I make, other than, of course, the fact I work for them. But as a participant, they don't have that data in the records. How much do I make, and how much am I deferring? We can extrapolate that backwards based on the automatic 1%, but all the other record keepers in this industry would know the salary and deferral rates, and that would help us target our communications, so that if someone is putting less than 5% in, leaving free money on the table, we could talk to them. If someone's putting just 5% in, we could talk to them about sort of the benefits of increasing that. If people are getting close to retirement, we can target communications that way. So there's a whole sort of host of things that we want to examine externally and internally, and then base our proposals as we move forward on our new information.
Now, at a time when in our country people are a little queasy about who knows what about them, how do you think that it will be? How do you think you'll be able to demonstrate to folks that this is not information you're collecting just for the sake of collecting information? This is information you're collecting to help serve them better.
I think it's exactly that, because, as I said, we'll be able to talk to them and provide them with specific information that right now we just can't. Or if we do, it's not in a very specific way. It's not in a very targeted way. And as we all know, we're all bombarded every day with information from the media, from our mail, from, you know, your kids bringing stuff home from your school, and trying to cut through that clutter and give people information that is useful for them and useful for them to act upon is really what we're trying to do. And to the extent that we can do that in a more precise way, we will be providing a better benefit for our participant.
I'm talking to Kim Weaver, the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Some nuts and bolts numbers from the meeting yesterday. We had a big spike in July from hardship withdrawals and loans. What's that looking like in August?
It has fallen back down. It looks like July was an anomaly. It blipped up for loans and hardship withdrawals, and then fell back for both groups to the normal levels in August. So obviously we're not sure exactly what drove that. We can make some guesses, but as I think we discussed one of our recent conversations, we're going to be sending out, in fact, we have sent out a participant survey to a statistically valid set of our participants, and one of the things we're asking about is, have you made changes, have you done something different with the TSP because of the financial situation you're experiencing at your office? You know, is sequestration or furloughs having an effect on your contribution level or your participation at all with the TSP? We want to hear, again, from them so we can either help them or know what's driving behavior that we see in the bigger numbers.
Now, my colleague Jack Moore is also reporting on federalnewsradio.com, Kim, that you, the board is keeping an eye on what Congress wants to do about the Postal Service. How does that impact you folks?
Well, what as you know, the Postal Service is in significant difficulties, and there are bills on both sides, the House and the Senate. And what the Senate bill has in there is a provision that says that the Postal Service can negotiate with its unions. It has four unions that it negotiates with over pay and benefits, and that it could choose to, for new employees, new union employees, could choose to stop participating in the FERS defined annuity and negotiate a different employer contribution to the TSP, either higher or lower, or the same, but negotiate. And what we're concerned about is if you have four different negotiations, you have potentially four different outcomes. That means we have to program our computers to accept and recognize those different contribution levels. And then, as we were just saying, in terms of communication, it more than doubles the populations we're trying to talk to. Right now we have Uniform Services, CSRS, and FERS. And, you know, we know the rules. But if you then add four new populations with different employer contributions, it becomes that much more difficult to provide educational and communications materials that are meaningful to people. And we have voiced our concerns about that and the impact of the TSP of that proposal.
And that's Kim Weaver, the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board.